You know what? You can't say no to being able to cross a home plate at Fenway Park.
Ron Pitcher, and yes, that's his real name, has crossed the finish line three times and is looking to do so once again. A Red Sox fanatic, Pitcher is also a staff sergeant with the Connecticut National Guard, who did a tour in Afghanistan from 2006 to 2007. When he first got back to the United States, Pitcher says he was uncomfortable in his own bed and felt he was on high alert in large crowds.
I'm in the infantry, and what we do is we do security details and other things as such. So we do a thing called scanning, where I'm basically, my eyes are going rapidly all around the place looking for any kind of danger. When I found myself coming right back into things, I'd go to certain functions with my family, and I started giving myself headaches or started hyperventilating because my brain was going into overdrive as I'm scanning the entire crowd looking for something that I probably know that isn't there, but I just couldn't help it.
Pitcher was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, it's believed PTSD occurs in 11-20% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. The result of a partnership with Massachusetts General Hospital and the Red Sox Foundation, Home Base has provided care for more than 1,000 veterans and their families since 2009. The nonprofit specializes in PTSD and traumatic brain injury. As Home Base's primary fundraiser, the 9K Run, which starts and ends at Fenway Park, has raised more than $9 million over the past 4 years. Veteran Outreach Coordinator Travis Weiner says the event is also about raising awareness.
To destigmatize these issues, mental health issues stemming from a deployment, and also to just to get it out there, that it's totally normal, that there's nothing wrong with it, but that they are serious issues and that there's people and organizations here to help.
Pitcher says a lack of understanding and media coverage of those with PTSD or other mental health issues creates a stigma.
I feel as if people look at it and automatically look at it as a disease in the sense that you're going to do something messed up, and whereas it's not classified as that. You know, not everybody who has PTSD will do certain things or react the same way.
The impacts of a military deployment are not solely felt by the soldier. Weiner, an Army veteran who did two tours in Iraq, explains Home Base also assists veterans and service members' loved ones.
Especially in Massachusetts and New England, where there are no large active duty bases, and as such, children can feel isolated, when their parents are deployed. So, you know, they could benefit from services here.
PJ Lasky has raised nearly $2,000 for the race. She says she has a soft spot for anyone connected to the military because she has one brother currently serving in the Navy and another who is a Navy veteran.
And I just want to help support them because they support us every day.
Ron Pitcher says the race has become a great team-building experience for him and other members of his unit.
I've been very fortunate to not be affected as much as other soldiers have been with PTSD. I have a great support channel and, you know, great things that I've been able to manage with it through friends, family, and programs here in Connecticut. So it's something that really makes me, you know, want to actually try to help as much as I possibly can in any way I possibly can.
Weiner says proceeds will support all of Home Base's efforts, including clinical care, research, and family outreach events.
There's never a case where an insurance issue precludes a veteran getting care here. It's never happened and never will.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.